This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian authorities are opening more military enlistment centers and offices near Russia's border in an apparent effort to intercept some of Russian men who are fighting age and trying to flee the country by land or avoid getting called up to fight in Ukraine. A new draft office opened at one Ozinki checkpoint in the Saratov region of Russia's border with Kazakhstan. And regional official said on Thursday another enlistment center was set to open at a crossing in the Astrakhan region, also on the border with Kazakhstan. Earlier this week, makeshift Russian draft offices were set up near the border crossing into Georgia in southern Russia and near the checkpoint on Russia's border with Finland. Russian officials said they would hand call-up notices to all eligible men who were trying to leave the country. Russia is planning to annex more of Ukraine on Friday. The move represents an escalation of the seven-month war that is expected to isolate the Kremlin further, draw more international punishment, and bring extra support to Ukraine. An annexation ceremony is planned in the Kremlin. The annexation would come just days after voters supposedly approved Moscow-managed referendums that Ukrainian and Western officials have denounced as illegal, forced, and rigged. In an apparent response, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called an emergency meeting Friday of his National Security and Defense Council. Again, Russia is now planning to annex more of Ukraine on Friday. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea, U.S., and Japanese warships launched their first anti-submarine drills in 5 years on Friday after the North renewed ballistic missile tests this week in an apparent response to bilateral training by South Korean and U.S. forces. The North's recent 5 missile launches, the first such test in a month, also came before and after U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited South Korea on Thursday and reaffirmed the ironclad U.S. commitment to the security of its Asian allies. The one trilateral training off the Korean Peninsula's east coast is meant to cope with a North Korean push to advance its ability to fire missiles from submarines, according to a South Korean Navy statement. India's top court on Thursday upheld the right of a woman to an abortion up to 24 weeks into pregnancy, regardless of marital status. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
Ruling affects an Indian law dating from 1971 that limits abortion access to certain situations, such as women who are married, women pregnant because of rape, and minors. The court said Thursday that every woman should have the autonomy to seek abortion. Women's rights activists are calling that a milestone for Indian women. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Bridge piers, homes, and businesses have been heavily damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Ian in the U.S. state of Florida. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
I think I'm out of Florida.
James Burdett thought he would be safe in his North Fort Myers home, but at the height of Hurricane Ian, he had to find shelter in the neighbor's brick house across the street.
I literally watched my house disappear with everything in it.
Burdett adds all he could do was watch.
Things starting to fly. Luna and I went off. Part of the roof went off. The rest of the roof went off. The walls caved in. And here I am to pick through what I have left.
He says after losing everything, he just wants out of the state and find a place away from the storms. I'm Tim McGuire.
And recapping our top story, Russian, authorities are opening more military enlistment offices near Russia's border in an apparent effort to intercept some of the Russian men of fighting age who are trying to flee the country by land to avoid getting called up to fight in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.